Hello, 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 everyone. You're now tuned in to Unorthodox Real, and I'm Relicious, and we're here with another episode of Unorthodox Real Podcast, and I'm here with Victoria Cummings. Please introduce yourself. I'm so excited for this episode.
Yeah, you got my last name, my government name.
Oh.
It's cool. My name is Victoria. A lot of people call me Vic. I like to go by Vic. And yeah, I'm excited to be here with you today too. I've never done a podcast, but I always listen to podcasts. So
So Victoria is a Nike engineer. She didn't say that, but and she's also a owner of Vic Studio. She also didn't say that, but we'll get into more of that. No, it's fine. We'll get into more of that in the podcast. But first, we're going to do the rapid fire questions. So what is one of the things you would put on your bucket list right now?
Something that I want to do on my bucket list. Go to Iceland. I want to go to Iceland. Yeah.
Blue Lagoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you a morning or a night person?
I'm a night person.
Okay. What is one thing that annoys you the most?
Oh my God. When I'm in the shower and it gets cold out of nowhere. It goes beyond annoyance for me.
So what is your favorite hobby?
My favorite hobby is to like do whatever like makes me feel really like at peace. So I would say like right now, what have I been doing? I would say like reading has been my hobby right now. Yeah.
What books are you reading now?
I'm reading Think and Grow Rich again. That's like a book where, like you have. It's like a book that you like go back to and have to like read through it, learn from it. It's like a textbook more so than a regular book. So like I've already finished reading through it, but now I'm like going back and taking notes and trying to like apply stuff in the book to my life to just be better.
That's good. What new technology do you think will transform the future?
I think maybe like clothes that are like temperature control for like sports, and then for like, you know, like if people are sick, just I think that that could be something that can transform the future. Temperature control clothes.
And the final rapid fire question is, what is your favorite song right now?
I'm a music person. My favorite song right now, what do I listen to over and over? My favorite song is Reminders by Mariah the Scientist right now.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, I love
it. I need to get hip to her. I've been meaning to listen to her music. People say it's really good.
Yeah, it's cool.
Okay, so now we're going to get into the meat of the podcast. So every guest who I have on, I always ask them the question, what makes you unorthodox? Because the name of my podcast is Unorthodox Real. So what makes you unorthodox?
Let me think. So I know like the regular definition, but
yeah.
So what is your definition?
My definition is somebody who goes against the grain of what is normal and does things outside of what should be required of them. For example, you being an engineer, you should just stick to engineering type of thing. So like what makes you go outside of the box and makes you unorthodox?
So we have the same definition. I would say what makes me unorthodox is I don't follow rules. I follow like what my passions are, what's in my heart, and what speaks to me and like what God says to me, my prayer. So that's what makes me unorthodox. Like I don't follow rules. I don't follow what, you know, is a trend or what I constantly like see people around my age do or what gets people, you know, popular. Like I truly like to follow what's in my heart and what's for me and what's always been for me.
That's real. So I want to talk about more of your journey. So like tell people where you're from, like what school you went to for undergrad and how you became a Nike engineer basically and what you dubbed yourself as a science creative.
Yes. Okay, do some research.
Yeah, I always do my research on my guests.
Yeah, so my journey has been a very long journey. So I'll start back from, I'm from Dallas, by the first first and foremost. I'm from Texas. So just starting from growing up in Dallas and the background that I come from. So I come from musicians, scientists, educators, entrepreneurs. That's the Cummings tradition of like, you know, the background of the type of family that I came from.
Yeah.
So starting off, you know, just with like middle school, I was the creative portion came from like from art for me. So I went to a art school and I played piano. And so that's kind of like where like the creative portion, like that's where my creative portion grew. So at that school, like there was art. There was piano, ballet. And so I was in the piano portion. I did that for seventh and eighth grade. And then I carried that on until into high school. And then, once I got into high school, I started to do painting. And then the high school that I went to was a magnet school, Townview Magnet Center. And so that school, I was in business. So in that business, school, basically the way the magnet schools worked is like, well, I won't get into that, but pretty much I was accepted into that. And I took fashion classes within the business school. And so that's kind of like where everything started to like, where I started to recognize that I liked fashion. I was just, it was something that was natural for me that I noticed that I was just really good at naturally. People always like tend to like copy the things that I would do in school when I was like jean jackets and then sew my name on the back of it and cross stitch and stuff like that. And then I kind of like got sidetracked from that with after I got to college, just because like from high school to college, you don't really get to, they don't really give you a handbook to tell you like how to be or how to become like successful and continue with like the things that you like to do. So I kind of got sidetracked into just like caring about my friends. And I mean, that was not cool because like we all liked music and we all were into fashion heavily. Like we were heavily, I was heavily influenced by Vashti and Kid Cudi and Kanye. So, I think I was like subconsciously still like working towards being a science creative, but I was like actively, what's the word that I'm looking for? I wasn't actively just doing things to actually like be like, okay, this is the route that I'm taking. So that's kind of like how my college went. And then maybe around like my sophomore, junior year, I started to recognize, you know, I got a little older and I started to recognize that I was lost and didn't really like know what I was doing with my life. I felt very, very lost. And at that time, I was going to Prairie View. Then all my friends were at the University of Houston. So I transferred to U of H so that I could be with them. And then that's when I got really lost. And while I was there, I have a relationship with God. So I started to pray. And I started to really ask God to show me what it was that I was supposed to be doing with my life. Yeah. And from that, like literally I had like prayed that. And then literally the next day, I kid you not, the next day I had this thought that I should transfer and go back to Prairie View. And so I did it. I told my family and my mom and my dad put a lot of money into me to get to U of H. Like I was paying out of pocket. I wasn't going to class. Like I was like not doing what I was supposed to do. Just lost. We lost. And boys got in the mix. Like, oh. And so I just called my family. I called my mom and I was just like, I'm going to go back to Prairie View and I am going to do engineering. I'm going to do engineering. While I was at U of H, I was doing business still, but kind of still undecided. But I was taking a few business classes, but in my head, I was still undecided. And so, yeah, I had that prayer. I woke up and I called my parents and I told them that, and I applied, and they were just like, all right, you're going to do this. And I did it. And immediately after I started to listen to what God was telling me to do, and I like literally listened and I did it. When I got back to Prairie View that first summer, like I was like, I had all A's. Yeah. I got into Princeton over the summer to like go to an undergraduate research program. And that's when I kind of like, and that's when everything started to take off for me as far as like this creative. I started to like realize, understand the things that I like to do and how I implement them into being a chemical engineer. And that's where everything took off for me. So that's,
wow, that's amazing.
So I graduated from Prairie View A&M University. I graduated May 2019. And so that's pretty much the spiel of how I got where I am right now.
Wow, that's amazing. So how did you get, well, I wouldn't say like how, but at what point in your career did you realize, okay, I would want to, because I saw you intern at Nike before you actually started working for them. So what point of your career were you like, okay, maybe I want to not take the traditional chemical engineering route and work in like some big lab company, but you wanted to use your passion for fashion to go the route of using your chemical engineering degree in fashion and in sportswear?
So like what's the question? What did?
So when did you decide that you didn't want to go the traditional like chemical engineering route?
I decided that off the rip. Like,
okay.
Really, like before I got into being a chemi, I had already knew that I didn't want to go just the regular route because my dad's a mechanical engineer. So okay. I already like knew kind of like what's there for me if I just like, you know, went the regular way. And he had always told me not to do that. Mm-hmm. And so I knew immediately just from like how strongly I felt about clothes and makeup and sportswear, I knew. So everything I did was like very calculated once I like transferred to PVs. But I think to try to answer the question, the way that I knew is just from me being aware of what I like and just being aware of what I like and really being honest with myself to like tell myself like I'm gonna do what I need to do to make the things that I work for me and be able to make money.
So has Nike always been the dream brand that you want to work for?
Yeah, for sure. So when I've always like I am a dot. I love Nike brand. So when I first transferred back to PV, the way that I calculated things in my head was, so I went to Princeton. They have an undergraduate research program for polymers. Polymers are pretty much simple terms. It's a plastic. I knew that plastics were made in shoes. And so my steps for me to build my resume to get to Nike, because I had looked up, like, I don't remember exactly when I looked to see if Nike hired engineers, but I saw it. And so I knew if I wanted to get there, it was going to be some steps that I needed to take, because they weren't just going to hire me just because I was a chemical engineer. That's why I went to Princeton. I was like, okay, Princeton is Ivy League. Me having that on my resume, that's going to mean that people are going to, it's going to immediately like make me stand out because it's Princeton. And not only that, but I'm learning about polymers, which is what Nike engineer, which is what attracts people who are hiring at Nike. It attracts I have that on my resume. So that was calculated. And then after I did that, I needed to make money like while I was in school. So I started working at ASICS. And working at ASICS, I was the manager was so cool. I mean, she's a Pisces and I connect with Pisces very well. The manager, she's a Pisces. So she like gave me a role as a key holder. So like I was in school studying, but at the same time, I was a full-time key holder during the fall and the spring semesters. And so that's where I got to learn like about...
What's a key holder?
A key holder is like one step below being like an assistant manager. So I was
okay.
We had to like count the money. If I had to count the money and then lock up the store at night.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that's where like I learned about like color theory, and I learned about like gait analysis, which like where when you're like walking or running, it's the way that your foot goes, if your foot goes in or if your foot goes out. So that's pretty much like where I learned that. And then I kind of, and then I also learned how to connect with consumers while I was there and connect with them and help them like far as like running shoes. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what is it like being a Black woman engineer at Nike?
Ooh, you want the real answer or
you can give me whatever answer you want.
it feels like a unicorn. I feel like, okay. Because you know, like, especially where I'm working at, I am in the engineering portion, engineering, okay. Separate from like campus where I'm where we make the air bags, which okay. is like a manufacturing facility 10 minutes away from Nike's campus. And so it's definitely, I feel like a unicorn a lot of the times because I don't see science creatives there is what mm-hmm. I'll say. And so for me going into work, like I like fashion. So
yeah.
I'm going to go to work looking cute. But I'm,
period.
But I'm also like, you know, I'm in machines and yeah. you know, oil. So I don't want to wear like my, a Lely Mae millennial pink sixes or nothing. Yeah. But I'm definitely like I'm coming to work put together mm-hmm. and you know, so it's just like, feels like a unicorn, but I also feel like very, very blessed. Mm-hmm. Is how it feels to be working at mm-hmm. Nike, the Black.
Okay, so one last Nike question is, what product have you developed for Nike so far that you can tell us, of course? Because I saw on your Instagram that you helped with the VaporMax.
Yeah. Yeah, so the VaporMax is the only shoe that I've helped to develop. Mm-hmm. It first started off while I was an intern there. I interned in Nike in 2018. So while I was there in 2018, my manager told me that my project would be to pretty much create a piece of machinery that could help improve a process for a process that's never come out before, which was the VaporMax 2020.
Okay.
So VaporMax is the only shoe that I worked on, but I work on VaporMax 1, which is the shoe that's been out for a few years, and then I also work on VaporMax 2020. So those two, same but different.
Okay. So now I want to move on to your brand, Vic Studios.
Yes.
If y'all already know, like, I be wearing it a lot. A lot. I love it. So when did you start Vic Studios?
I thought of Vicks while I was still in school. That's when I started it, was in school, but I didn't actually start like taking steps and selling and all that stuff until March of this year.
Because mm-hmm. I saw you started with like the bags.
Yeah.
So what was the inspiration behind starting your own brand?
I mean, first of all, I always knew I wanted to start something. I just, mm-hmm. the whole problem with starting is like knowing what to start. Yeah. So that's where that came from. And what the design and the inspiration behind that was, it's just my love for the brand. And then also mm-hmm. my love for fashion, because I'm kind of like a combination of, I love sportswear, but I'm also very much girly mm-hmm. And I love glam. So mm-hmm. I feel like I My goal was to try to create something that could pretty much fuse both of those things together, where it was like I could wear it with my workout outfits, but I could also wear it with a dress. And mm-hmm. so where that inspiration came from. Mm-hmm.
So for the brand, I know you pride yourself on being sustainably made. Was that intentional?
Well,
or did it kind of happen with what your idea was?
It happened with what my idea was. Okay. Honestly, yeah, it happened with what my idea was. And the way that I got the idea was I really liked the material of the socks. Mm-hmm. I like thermal shirts. And so mm-hmm. when you look at the sock material, it kind of gives you that same type of, it has the same like characteristics of as a thermal material would. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so that's where that came from. And I just, after that, that's when I was like, okay, well, I'm not reusing because the socks are new, but yeah. I'm using a product that's made for something else to make something else.
Yeah.
So that's sustainability. And so that's mm-hmm. where, that's when I started to use that once I started VIX.
That's great. So what's next for your brand? Like, are you dropping more? Will we be getting some things for the winter? Well,
yes,
for the people
girl.
On the East Coast.
Yes, y'all, yes. So for sure, getting more stuff for the winter. So the way that I'm going to do it is I got collections. So collection one okay. through four. So okay. I'm going to happen throughout until I get to collection four. And then in the midst of that, also going to be starting something new with VIX and fresh that's also sustainable as well. Yes. And I don't want to say what it is because I want okay. you to be surprised.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be fall, winter. Okay. Start playing with a lot of different things. And yeah. So stay tuned, VIXstudios.com, VIX Studios on Instagram.
Yes, make sure y'all check it out. So are you a one-woman team or do you have like...
Girl, yeah, so right now, right? So it is really hard, like being mm-hmm. working and then also, you know, having a business on the side has been really hard. Right now, I'm not a one-woman team. I'm not going to give myself all of this. I do mm-hmm. 85%. Really, okay. I should give myself more credit. I really do 95%.
Yeah.
But my boyfriend, shout out to him. He definitely is like my sounding board, like mm-hmm. and everything that I do, like especially like finances. I always like talk to him, show mm-hmm. him. And so, yeah, I would definitely say 95% is it's all me, girl.
Wow, that's amazing, though. So so how do you balance, like, going to work and then going to build your brand on the side? Because I know you started, like, kind of in the beginning when quarantine was happening. I don't know how it was for, like, you, if you were going to work or not in the midst of everything. But how was that?
So the first question, how do I balance? I balance by having a schedule. I have two schedules, you know. I have my work schedule and I run VIX like a real business. So
okay.
Saturdays and Sundays, this is my time for sketching, designing. And then I'll do that from this time to this time. Mm-hmm. And then the week prior, I mm-hmm. make sure I schedule everything. And, far as like quarantine, it's bad, but quarantine also was a blessing in disguise for me. Because at that time, Nike, we shut down. So mm-hmm. I was able to like be at home all day and mm-hmm. work on VIX and work on the website and really actually just be like, okay, I'm about to do this. I'm just about to release. So,
yeah.
You know, so that's the way that I was able to start VIX throughout the during the pandemic, which was scary because I was like, I don't really know if like what people's financial situations are,
yeah.
you know, stuff like that. But I just was like, I just got to do it. Even mm-hmm. if you just got to do it.
Yeah. So who would you want to see rock your any of your products? Like, who's your dream person you'd love to see in a VIX studio item?
I have a list. But number one on the list, I feel like I need to look at it. Who did I put? SZA. I would like to see.
Oh.
I would like to see Osaka, Naomi Osaka.
Oh yeah.
I would love to see her in it. Yeah, but I would say SZA and Rihanna.
I hope God is listening, and they will be rocking your product soon.
It's gonna happen.
So, in the next part, I'm gonna talk about Black women in luxury, because you've talked about this before. So you posted one day that since 2013, you buy yourself one designer item to celebrate a win, and you want to normalize luxury in your life. So, what is one of your favorite products that you bought for yourself to celebrate a win?
My favorite. I think my Balenciaga shades are my favorite item that I have. I think I would say that, just because I'm a shades person, especially taking photos. Like,
yeah.
Face don't look good. All you got to do is
put on some glasses.
And then your photo takes from a 5 to a 7.
That's so true.
Like, if you see my Instagram, I always take photos with my shades, because it's just so easy. I don't have to worry about my eyes. It's just like, just look at my outfit.
Same. I have that same mindset, but then I was like, I probably look like a catfish. So some pictures, I'd be like, let me take off my glasses.
Like, I was looking at my Instagram feed, and I was like, dang, like, I really don't give people my eyes. Like, see my face. And I was like, let me get a girl with a selfie real quick.
Exactly.
So, like...
So how did that mindset come to you, with like always buying yourself something luxurious after you celebrate a win? Because I think it's something good that people should implement if they have the money, of course, to do it.
It came to me because I want to build my closet. I'm very much like not into buying a whole bunch of things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very much not into buying fast fashion. I will do it sometimes, but fast fashion items, I want to have a closet filled with quality. And I've always like wanted to be able to, when I get older, like give my daughter my clothes, and she's vintage from 2020.
So
that's kind of like where it came from, because I just always just I'm kind of a minimalist also. I hate having a whole bunch of stuff in my closet. I hate it. So if I was like, okay, well, if I have a lot of, if I just have pieces that I could like put together and put to make out nice outfits, then you know, that's where it came from, just building a nice closet with nice pieces.
That's great. So I love that you learn how to intertwine science, fashion, and art. And I saw that you went to Fashion Week last year. So how was your experience, and like what shows did you attend?
Oh, I'm so glad you're asking me this question, because nobody's ever asked me this question. My friends, and like I have like wanted to talk about this, because I had the best time ever, and it was my
Please tell me, because it's my dream. I want to go to Fashion Week one day.
Just do it. Like, literally. Okay, so first of all, nobody tells you this about Fashion Week, but you can't just pop up in Fashion Week. You have to like plan before you go. And so the way that I did it was, I like made a list of all the different brands that or the shows that I would want to go to. And I reached out to their PR. I emailed their PR. Oh, yeah. So you email their PR, tell them who you are. So I was like, hey, I'm Victoria. My brand is Vic Studios, and we focus on this and this. And I'm really interested in coming to your show if you have tickets. And literally, so I reached out to Danielle Gizio. They invited me to their show.
Oh.
I was invited to Cro-Mat. I met Sammy Moreau. Like, we had a sit down. She's Sammy Moreau vintage. So I got to like sit down and talk to her about Vic Studios and her brand. Who else? Pierre Moss.
Yes. Oh, you went to the Pierre Moss show?
Yeah, shout out to
Oh
Kirby
my
because first
God.
of all, I didn't even email him. I literally DM'd him on Instagram and I told him who I was and he sent me tickets. I was like,
Wow.
and I was like, and I went with my friend. So I went with my homegirl, Kiara. Shout out to her. She came with me because she likes fashion and she's actively working to be a model.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a VIX photo shoot while I was there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I need two tickets. I can't just have one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so he sent tickets.
That's amazing. Shout out Kirby.
Shout out to him. That really is what he talked about, like Black excellence, building
mm-hmm.
Black up and actually allowing creatives to be in those spaces that we feel like we can't be in. He about
mm-hmm.
that. He sent me them tickets. I was
wow,
like,
wow, that's amazing.
It was. Yeah.
So what was your favorite outfit that you wore? Because I saw you were in that, Marine Sari outfit. I said, okay, with the YSL shoes. I said, she really stepped out. I don't know how to pronounce it either. So all the fashion people do not come for me. But
because I say Sari.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
My favorite outfit. Yes, it was that one for sure.
Yeah, that was my favorite one that you wore too. I was like, oh.
Yes, it was that. And it's funny because, girl, I really wasn't even, like, when I get dressed, I don't ever be like, yeah, this the one. Literally, it was like, yeah, this is cute. Like, it mixes, like, how I like to mix, like, lows and highs together.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, Nike bodysuit with some YSL heels in my VIX bag. I was like, that'll be cute. And I honestly wish I would have wore that to the Pierre Mock show, and I didn't. I wore it the night before to the Curl Matte show, and I'm just like, damn, I wish I would have wore it to that because that night I ended up meeting like Michael B. Jordan and I was, you know, and I had on like this onesie, you know, what material is that? I forgot right now, but it basically, like, when you put the flash on it, the reflective. And so I was like, hey, I should wear this, but yeah, that was my favorite. I feel so comfortable and sexy and fashionable.
So who would you love to work with in the future in terms of, like, just either for your brand or for like work or anything, like who would you love to work with?
I would love to work with Brianna Chene from Matt Brand.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to work with Hanifa, but my number one, I would definitely say Kirby from Pierre Moss.
Oh yeah,
yes, for sure.
That would be amazing. So my last question is, what has influenced you most so far in your life to get you to where you are today?
What's influenced me? I think emotion has influenced me.
Oh,
the most.
Mm-hmm.
Just like knowing how it feels to knowing how I felt when I was doing something that I didn't like to do,
mm-hmm.
and then knowing they felt like to be in the middle of something and just feel like I'm thriving. That really influences me to like keep, besides like my family,
yeah.
that really influences me to just keep going because
mm-hmm.
I never want to settle and I never feel like that feeling that I felt when I would be like doing something that I like really didn't enjoy and wasted
yeah.
my time.
Please plug yourself to my audience. Let them know where they can find you, find your brand.
Sorry, I did that early. My bad.
Hi, for the people.
VIX Studios, so VIXXstudios.com. You can go directly there to buy any of my merchandise. Everything is custom. I touch every single product. And my Instagram is same thing at VIX Studios. And if you want to follow me directly, personally, my Instagram is Victoria2_official.
Yes, thank you so much for being a guest on my podcast. Like, I love everything that you're about. I love your brand. I love wearing it. I always get compliments whenever I wear it. So it's definitely something that I will continue to support.
I really appreciate you saying that for real. Like, what would you, if you could do anything better or give me some feedback or improve,
Oh.
what would you want?
What would I do better? Honestly, I would love to see. Have you seen like the bandeau with the sleeves?
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't know. I would love to see something like that. Or like even just like a halt, what do they call it? Not a halter top, but like it going all the way down.
Like a dress, strapless dress.
No, like a strapless shirt. What do they call those? A tube top type of thing.
Okay. Well,
Yeah.
we got some stuff coming, and I really feel like you're gonna really like it, but I really do appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I always will. I definitely tell people too. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys check out Vic Studios. Go and follow her brand, and catch you in the next one. Bye.
Bye.